Hi, welcome to Arts and More on WMUK, bringing you arts and culture from Southwest Michigan. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Coming up, we chat with Kalamazoo Institute of Arts Executive Director Belinda Tate. Tate marks her two-year anniversary at the KIA in September. The Yale Educated Arts Administrator came here after 15 years heading the Diggs Gallery in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, one of the nation's top African-American art galleries. In Kalamazoo, Tate has made an effort to collaborate with the community and has extended the KIA's hours to include every art hop. She spoke with WMUK's Erlene McMichael.
When you first started, you wanted to make the KIA more of a community resource. Can you give me some examples of how you have tried to make the KIA more of a community space?
On February 20th of this year, the community of Kalamazoo experienced a very tragic shooting. It impacted me very deeply, and it impacted this entire community. It really shook us to our core. And we as a team decided that we were going to open up all of our programs for 1 week to the entire community for free to extend the warmth, the peace, the solace, and the beauty of the museum to everyone. And that we were going to encourage our community to use this opportunity as a time to refocus on those things that are most important in life and to focus on our family and our friends and to come into the museum with the people that we care the most about. And that is what happened. And over a very brief period, maybe 5 days or so, over 700 people came into the KIA. That is part of our service to the community. And that extended to the Kurt Newman Art School. The following week, the school hosted its biannual hands-on project where people can come in and they can experiment with different media. And it's a make and take evening. And normally, some of the activities have a very modest cost, you know, $2, $5, etc. But in this case, the school wanted to also provide some free activities to make sure that everyone could use this moment of making as a way to reconnect with self and as a way to express what they were feeling emotionally.
There was also another event I'm thinking of where I want to say that you brought in poetry.
One of the things that we've done at the KIA is we've really freed ourselves to be interdisciplinary. And we understand that people can connect with the visual arts on multiple ways through multiple channels. And music and poetry are different channels of connecting with the visual arts. Theater is another channel. So we've used all of those things to connect community members with the arts. We did a wonderful program that was spearheaded by Denise Miller and Michelle Johnson, and I apologize, there were some other poets involved in that activity, but they wrote poetry that was inspired by works of art on view in an exhibition that we hosted called Common Ground. And that exhibition featured works by African-American artists from the collections of the KIA, the Muskegon Museum of Art, and the Flint Institute of Art. The power of their words were unbelievable. Michelle Johnson, you know, who has this incredible knowledge of music, curated this playlist that accompanied the performance that was just outstanding and unreal. And then they also projected images of the artwork on a screen. So the audience experienced this multi-sensory, you know, event, and it was just transformative.
When you first came on board, you talked about bringing in the voices of youth.
Part of the strategy to attract them is to diversify our educational platform so that we are offering programs and exhibitions that will appeal to that segment of our population. Last Friday night for Art Hop, we had Pokemon in the galleries. And nearly 400 people showed up at the KIA.
And when you say Pokemon, were there pictures of them?
It was Pokemon Go. People came with their cell phones and okay. They played Pokemon Go in the galleries. You're... Also added some art making project. And then we had a little scavenger hunt, and you could walk through the galleries and find pictures that represented places where different Pokemon monsters might live.
You're looking to have a curator of family programs. What's the status of that?
We have hired Candy Waterloo. She is the curator of youth and family programs at the KIA. And her job is to design experiences that in particular, meet the needs of youth and their families.
You want to have a baccalaureate residency program. What is that, and when do you hope to start if you haven't already?
Last year was our pilot year, and we had 5 wonderful young ladies participate in that program. I spent 15 years on a college campus, and I watched many of our very, very bright art majors graduate without a clear opportunity lined up for themselves. So I recognized that these young, talented artists needed a place to go to continue to hone their skills and to develop ideas that could yield a portfolio that would prepare them for an MFA program, or they needed a place to develop not only their artistic skills, but their business management skills so that they could become practicing studio artists.
You mentioned that you have 2 exhibitions that have gotten national attention.
I should have said 3 of the 4 temporary exhibitions that are on view have received national attention, 2 on the upper level and 1 on the lower level. So the 3 are Barbara Takanaga, Waiting in the Sky 2. It's a wonderful opportunity to see fantastic abstract paintings that will take your train of thought from the microscopic to the cosmic. Renee Stout, Tales of a Conjure Woman. Renee is an African-American woman based in the D.C. area, and her work is really centered around African spiritual traditions and the unique wisdom and beauty those traditions bring to the world. Chil Hoonan is an artist from Korea who is based in the Maryland region, and he does these wonderful light boxes that incorporate mirrors that provide the illusion that you're looking into infinity. They are mesmerizing works of art. And then I will mention the Fred Wessel exhibition that's also on view. And Fred is one of the nation's leading artists working with the egg tempera medium. It's an incredibly difficult medium to work with, and he is a true master. So that exhibition is not to be missed as well.
That was Kalamazoo Institute of Arts Executive Director Belinda Tate speaking with WMUK's Erlene McMichael. For a longer interview with Tate, visit our website. I'm Rebecca Thiel. You can hear Arts and More on Fridays on WMUK, and check us out online at WMUK.org. Thanks for listening.